Now, previously we began a discussion of what is the halacha if someone doesn't identify correctly in ishtar mechira of chametz, all the chametz that he has and where he has it. What would be the halacha with that chametz? Would that chametz be considered chametz shavu of a Pesach? Particularly based on our gemaras here in Masechta Baba Basra, that speak about the need to very clearly identify what is and isn't included in the sale. Rabbi Kiveger, as we mentioned in the Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch, already mentions that this isn't a simple shaila. And Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuvas, Madura Tanyana Tshuva Zayin, discusses a shaila where somebody wrote in the Shtar Mechira that all of his chametz is in a certain room in his house, and then after Pesach he discovered that he had chametz in a different room in his house. And what is the halacha? So the person who asked Rabbi Akiva Eger the question, apparently a rav, told this person that all the chametz that was found in the room that wasn't identified in the sale is considered chametz shavu of a Pesach and should be disposed. He compares it to the Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia that if somebody sells mashirash mi abba, what I will inherit from my father, the halacha is that it's not a valid sale. Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia daf tezayin, because the person who's buying it doesn't know what he's buying. Here too, the buyer who wasn't aware that there's chametz in that other room doesn't know that there's chametz in that room, and therefore there's no smichas nas, and it should be considered chametz shel aveh peset. Rabbi Kiveger, in this tshuva, says malosoi shoga lemaoid, you made a very big mistake. He says when somebody sells something mashirish ma'aba, we don't know if he'll ever inherit anything from his father. We have no way of knowing what will be there when his father passes away. However, when somebody is selling the chametz, he wants to sell all the chametz that is in his property. So it's not the same lack of smichas das. In other words, Rabbi Kiveger says the smichas das that's required that by mashirush ma'aba is, number one, we don't know, he has no idea what will be. He doesn't even know if it will be. And it's a davar shel ba'olam. Here, however, it's the chametz is here. And certainly some of the chametz is included in the sale, because he did identify some of the chametz in the proper room. And therefore, and it's also something that's identifiable. And therefore, Rabbi Kiveger says that it will be considered a valid sale. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, Simen Shin Lamites. The Avnei Nezer also has a discussion there about Mechiris Chametz. And he discusses the following shaila. He speaks about selling chametz, and where somebody wrote in the Shtar Mechira that he's selling 10 barrels of whiskey, and after Pesach he discovered that there were 11 Baskel. What is the halacha? Here, we have a very interesting situation, says Avni Nezer, because we don't know, since he said 10, and we don't find only 11, we don't know which one is the barrel that wasn't sent, sold. On every barrel, we could say that this is the barrel that was sold. So, on one hand, and we have a roif. On the other hand, says Avni Nezer, we have a cheskes morakama. The chazaka says that if I don't know if it belongs to the buyer, I assume that it belongs to the seller. So the question is, who is considered here the muchzik? On one hand, we could say that the morakama, the original owner, is considered the muchzik. On the other hand, we could make a suggestion that the person who is now selling, the guy who owns the 10 barrels, and the question is which is the barrel that he doesn't own, is the muchzik. So, on the other hand, says Avni Nezer, what happens if something will happen to one of the barrels? If we're saying that now it's under the ownership of the Akum, so, and one barrel gets damaged, so the Akum will always say, well, that was the barrel that you didn't sell me. So, we're not clear. Also, it's not clear if we apply the concept of bravery here or not, hover adover l'mafreya. So, he paskins that since the issa was noiled by taruvus, we can rely on bravery, but he still says that at least one barrel after Pesach should be discarded. But because of this, at the end of the tshuva, he discusses if people don't identify in the mechiras chametz every specific item, what is the halacha? So he says, since in the shtar mechira, it says that if the Akum decides to buy the chametz, we will bring three experts to evaluate the value of the chametz. By saying that, you're clearly indicating that you're intending to sell everything. And therefore, he says that it's a valid mechira. The Shaul Satshuvas, Beis Shloima, Eurechayim, Simon Ayin, also discusses the Shaila. He discusses the Shaila where somebody didn't include in the mechira's chametz every item identifiable. Specifically, they wrote into the shtar, I'm selling all the chametz according to its value. He quotes, as we said in the previous year, the opinion of the Makar Chaim that it's not a valid mechira based on what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Tes Sif Beis. He says the fact that he included in the shtar that it should be evaluated by experts, it should be considered a valid mechira. The only problem with that is that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tes, that we Hashmish Reish Tes that we quoted in our previous shir, did not make that distinction. If that distinction is true, why did the Shulchan Aruch say that? So he wants to say, what we should do is we should ask the person who sold the chametz. If the person who sold the chametz said, of course I meant to sell all the chametz. Then we could be more makel. Why? He says, because at the beginning of every shtar mechira, it says, moida ani achos mata by dog mura. By using those words at the beginning of the shtar, moida ani achos mata by dog mura, he's saying that I'm selling everything. And what does that mean? So I think what it means to say is the same thing that we learned in our shir. In our shir we learned, in our gemar we learned, that amoicha kakel chaveru, tzorach lichtav loiv loiv nachti lefanei b'mecha zeklum. By using those words, what do those words accomplish? What those words accomplish is that we know one of those fundamental halachas in Shas is hamoitzim chaveru over haraya. By saying these words, what you're doing is you're turning the tables. And you're saying that it's... So normally if you have a seller and a buyer, and the buyer wants to say you included something in the sale, and the seller says, I didn't, hamatz mechavera overaya, the buyer has to bring the proof. By saying the words, v'loyinachti l'chamokon, l'fonay mechazek klum, what you're doing is you're turning the table from the seller to the buyer. And that buyer is then the seller will be the amoitz mechaveru over raya if he wants to say something is not included in the sale. The same thing over here. By using these words at the beginning of the shtar, moidani achosam mata b'tor gemura, you're turning everything to be the buyers from being the sellers to the buyers. And certainly in a situation where the buyer when the seller agrees that this was included in the sale, the halacha will be that the sale includes these items even though they weren't specifically identified in the sale. So to review, the Makar Chayim Chay Odom are very machmer that every item should be specifically identified, and that is probably the source for many why people don't sell chametz gomer. One of the sources for the many why people don't sell chametz gomer. However, now we've learned a number of aterim. We've learned the heter of the Beis Shloima by including in the beginning of the shtar moidani b'haydol gemura. Moidani b'haydol gemura. Moidani b'haydol gemura. That shows that you mean to sell everything. We have the psak of the Avni Nezer that says, since every shtar includes that all the chametz will be open for evaluation by experts, what you meant to do with that is to show that everything will be evaluated, and at that point you'll be able to identify what you included. And you have the heter of Kivega. Kivega says that only where there's no sale at all taking place, or if there's a question if there will be a sale at all, or it's a davish labala oilam, that's where the halacha is that the sale has to be very specific. But here where there is some sort of sale taking place, albeit you didn't mention all the chametz, we have Kivega saying that the mechira will be a valid mechiri, even on the items that weren't specifically identified.